An Atlantic hurricane often begins its life over the mountains in East Africa as an area of low pressure. It travels across the Sahara Desert, then moves out over warm ocean waters. Traveling with the trade winds that circle the globe just above and below the equator, these lows can spawn thunderstorms over a broad region. They gradually come under the influence of the Earth's rotation, called the Coriolis force, and begin to spin. Satellites orbiting the globe begin to peer into them to watch for signs of intensification. At the center, a region of low atmospheric pressure forms, known as the eye. It acts like a partial vacuum, causing winds at the sea surface to spiral inward toward it. These inspiraling winds evaporate moisture from the warm ocean surface. As they near the eye, they rise rapidly, producing clouds and rain. Much of the air flows outward at the top of the storm, like a chimney. Some flows back down into the eye itself, causing this central zone to dry out and become clear. The path a hurricane takes is determined by its interaction with weather systems and global air currents. Scientists use supercomputers to try to predict not only where they will go, but also how they will behave along the way. Based on these predictions, alerts go out to shipping concerns, coastal businesses, governments, and the public at large. Over the years, meteorologists have improved their forecasts of the twists and turns of a hurricane's path. But at the same time, our exposure to these great storms keeps rising. From the coastlines of China, the Philippines, and Japan, to the Gulf of Mexico and the Bay of Bengal, coastal populations are growing faster than anywhere else in the world. Not only are there more people near the ocean, it takes more time to evacuate them all. Scientists have been computing the risks and running the probabilities of a terrible growing conflict between humans and nature. To reduce the margins of error, hurricane scientists will have to improve their ability to predict a storm's intensity as it makes its way toward land, whether it will fizzle, bringing only wind and high surf, or become a destructive monster.